Hello, it's your Tuesday gutter. And it's a very, very moist room I have with me. And it is the weather I'm talking about. Lol. Damien Cavana, Mo Stewart, Phil Blundell, Andy producing. We're leaving the door open. Is the door open? I hope the door's open.
The door's closed, Rob.
Oh, it's not closed. Right, someone's going to open it when I stop yapping. What we're going to talk about is the series of interviews that Jürgen's been giving to our very own Neil, which you can hear on Tour Player. And Joycey at the Times, there was a pretty thorough one with as well. And I've clipped a lot of the Jürgen's answers, and I'm using them to form an agenda for this show. Because in some senses, I think he's begun to answer a lot of the questions we've routinely been raising in this show for certainly the last few weeks. So where shall we start? I think we have to start with the midfield question, because Jürgen knew the midfield question was going to come at him, because it's all of us are talking about. So I'm going to read his quote, and then we're going to go and discuss what he was implying or meaning. He said on the midfield, "We have three players in the squad who can easily play as a number six. Fabinho, of course, but Hendo and Milly played it fine. Creativity, said Jürgen. If we can bring in a player just for that, we immediately make it more difficult for Harvey, Curtis and Fabio. They can all play different positions as well, of course. Curtis can play a line higher and Harvey and Fabio can play there too. Fine." Okay, notwithstanding Jürgen's English, which is fantastic, but sometimes reading it's a little odd. Phil, we all take his point, but it does feel a bit Groundhog Day. I feel that these are exactly the same answers he gave certainly last summer, but possibly the summer before. Is he still right?
Yeah, I think he is. I think there's a level of frustration with him that he's like, I'm all right with these players. Why are you asking me about other players when these players are really good, you know? He really backs all of his players, and they are all here because he likes them and he wants to use them. And was it the week before, where we were talking about how much you can get out of them minutes wise, and when you break it down, there is not that much to go around. I think the Milner at six thing is interesting, because I'm sort of wondering if there's a world where he doesn't actually start that many games, but there's going to be a lot of games this season that are done and dusted by 65-70 minutes, aren't there? That's how we operate. We're much better than the teams we play. So initially I thought there's a thing where, you know, Fabinho starts and then Henderson ends up at six and they sort of cancel each other out. But there's possibly a world where you actually just let Milner do it, and Milner actually is the one who's actually providing the two of them with a lot of the time off.